Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. and I'm speaking this morning with Mr. Steve Gerlach and Mrs. Stephanie Dodson, talking all things Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to have you here with us today. Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'll figure it out.
Good. I'm so excited. This is our first show together. Stephanie, I know we were chatting in the break. We both, of course, love and miss our sweet Bridget.
Yes.
But I'm excited. I've heard a lot about you and very excited to see, you know, another one of the behind-the-scenes staff members and keeping it all in the family for Emerald Coast Coins.
Yeah, it's fun. Exactly. Just keeping it all in the family.
She'll be taking over next month pretty much. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
That's moving forward.
That's it.
Were you voluntold that you?
Oh,
were
I don't mind.
Over?
I love doing this.
Yeah, it gets her out of the store.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, that's so wonderful. Okay, so tell me, Stephanie, you are growing up with Steve as your dad, and did you come into life loving coins? Was it something you found along the way?
So no, I decided that I wanted to do coins when I had another job, and he was talking about opening a second shop at the time, and I begged him for the job because I did not like the job I had. And
okay.
I said, I will learn whatever I need to learn. And here I am, what, like 11 years later.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so this was an escape. You were like, I'll take the coins.
Yes. And now they're fun, and there's so many things I love about them. So,
and so when you were learning as an adult, because
yes,
at this point you already had a job, you were working, and you said, you know what, nope, I'm switching over. How did you get started?
Just a lot of hands-on, like it's really a hands-on experience when you're learning about coins. I had a few customers that would come in all the time also, and one of them actually worked with me for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Before he moved up north.
Yeah, he moved to Michigan.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
North.
Way up north.
Yes, like a crazy person. So just lots of hands-on experience, lots of reading and asking questions.
And that was working with your dad to get up and
you can have a lot of the right contacts too. I mean, we still have contacts we use every day for a lot of oddball stuff, shall I say, that we get in, you know.
Oh, sure. Like, who do I even call to find out more about this thing someone brought in?
We've got a good list of references now, so that if we have something we're not sure of, we can get a hold of somebody pretty quickly.
Makes life easier.
Oh, much easier.
Right? Like, that's why I always say the power of the network. Like, if you know a guy.
That's it.
We can call a guy.
That's it. You know, we do a lot of big shows. Like, the one we were supposed to do in January got canceled down in South Florida.
Oh, the fun show.
Yeah, it's canceled.
Oh,
it's
no.
canceled. The big one in New York, it's coming up here shortly, which is an international worldwide, you know, people from Europe come over that show. That's been canceled.
That makes sense to me.
Long Beach Expo in California has been canceled.
Oh, no. How about the one in Houston?
Not yet.
So far, we're still going.
Fingers crossed.
Business card from the mail the other day, and it's going on as scheduled. You know, they've cut back in the amount of dealers are going to have there. Social distancing and mask will be required to be in the building. So, which that's pretty impressive, seeing as it's the state of Texas we're talking about.
I was going to say, you know what? Okay, so New York International, I'm not surprised. Texas still going forward, also not surprised.
Exactly.
But I like that, you know, that they are putting, it looks different. So
yes,
that y'all can go and know that, like, all right, we're at least conscientious of,
exactly,
of the day we're living in.
And they're limiting the dealers from actually walking around the floor looking at stuff. You know, usually when you go in, it's a lot of dealer on dealer stuff, you know, and the day you set up, man, they swarm tables. I mean, when we went there last year, we weren't even finished setting up, and they're trying, how much is this, how much is this, how much is this?
Oh my gosh, you're like, give me a second.
It was great though.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's a good problem.
It is a great problem to have.
All right, so it's looking a little different with, like, the rest of the world out there, but what are y'all seeing, like, in the shop? Is there a difference in the flow of traffic coming in and out? How's that feeling?
It's busier.
Yeah, I'd say it's busier. It's still pretty regular. We have a lot of people wanting to get that last-minute money for Christmas shopping or those last-minute presents, like the 2020 Silver Eagles are always the great little Christmas presents to get.
I was going to bring one of those up for so she could show. See it, and I forgot.
Well, hey, I told Stephanie, I'm coming on Tuesday. I'm coming to the shop.
I've heard this story before.
I've driven by so many times. I'm like, I should just stop in. Of course, I'm always on my way somewhere else. I'm like, Tuesday, I'm on my way to Emerald Coast Coins.
Okay.
1811 Creighton Road.
Right
across from Tom Thumb. I don't have everyone's address memorized, y'all, but I have yours. And I know it, and now I am coming because also I want to meet the dogs.
Yeah.
Sophie will be there. Sugar will be there for sure.
Probably have to bring Duncan.
We'll have to have Duncan up there too.
Yes. Okay. Tuesday, I'm coming, and I want to meet Duncan. Just love how much y'all include the dogs in the family. Of course, I'm the same way. I was telling Stephanie it's Daisy's birthday today, so I'll throw my dog a party.
Yes.
So that's so great. And now we were talking before about the foot traffic is good.
Yes.
It's busy. Silver Eagles are a good thing this time of year if you're looking for stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
And you have some?
Yes, we have plenty right now.
Okay, so now's right the now. Time. I was yeah. gonna
now's
say,
the
like,
time.
Asterisk.
Yes.
For now.
Yes, because people will still come to the very last minute to try and find things. So definitely come now while we have them.
Okay, yep, that's me. I'm that last minute person.
Me too.
All right, so that's available. And then how about, what are some of your other favorites, Stephanie? We were talking about love fun coins. What does that mean for you?
So fun coins for me are anything. We get a lot of Disney coins in.
Ooh.
Yes, my favorite.
That is
Wolverine,
fun.
Wolverine's going to be on his way here soon.
Well, better be here tomorrow.
Oh, see, tomorrow.
Are they already, whatever day we ordered it shipped, was that Tuesday?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they might be here today then.
So Wolverine coins, part of the Marvel series, which I was really hoping it would be a female character, but that's fine, whatever. Wolverine, I'll take it for the Marvel series. I like the Perth Mint does the Lunar series every year, and they're beautiful coins.
Oh, okay. Is that like phases of the moon kind
of? So the Lunar series is like the Chinese zodiac. So we have like the rat was the first one, and now is the oxes this year.
Oh, I see. Like the lunar calendar.
Yes,
yeah,
lunar
calendar.
There we go, yeah. Very cool. Oh, I love that. Okay, so you're seeing stuff that is not like, I found this old penny in my yard.
Yes, that's the kind of stuff I like.
Yeah, it's like you're the horse, you're the cat, dog, whatever. I mean, God, I can't, goat.
Goat, snake,
yeah.
Dragon.
And so as they get released and then like you have a collection, like a display that you put them up in, is that how it works?
Yes. Like, well, for these coins in particular, you can get a little box that you put all of them in. So when you're done, you'll have the whole 12 series. This is my second collection I'm working on. I have one full collection already, and they just started over.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay, so like, start. All right, here we go, next
round.
Yeah,
like there's version one, version two.
Very
that
cool.
Kind of thing.
They're nice.
Okay, and I heard you mention Marvel, which is my fiance, Zach, is a Marvel. Like, you ask him any question, he knows. He's deep. He's deep knowledge
yes.
about the Marvel stuff. So what's that look like? They're releasing those as well?
Yes, they are releasing those too. The earlier ones are super difficult to find. I know we still have some Venom in the store and Captain America.
Captain America, magic words in our house.
I believe it. But like Spider-Man was the first one, and he's so hard to find.
Yeah.
Thor's hard to find. Black Panther.
They fly off the shelf pretty quick.
I believe it. I'm sure it's just like, well, and what a great way to get like new people.
Yes.
Is what I'm thinking, like coming in into the coin world. Like,
Disney, the other one's a Disney, like, was it Mickey Mouse come out a few years ago?
Yes.
And this gentleman came in with his two daughters, and they were from Gulf Breeze, and he bought each one of his daughters Mickey Mouse coin, and the one said, well, after mom sees him, you're gonna have to come back and get her one too. And he did.
You can't leave mama out.
No. Nope.
And so what is that like with those kind of novelty or specialized coins? Are they valuable?
I would say they always have potential. My thought on it is, you're getting the coin, they're gonna have a premium when you buy them, because they definitely cost us a little bit more. So you have to go with the mindset that you're getting silver. And if it goes up in price, then that's a bonus.
There you go. Okay, and so there's some maybe more about like the sentimental value versus like this
yes.
is an investment strategy, but not to say that like it could be, especially as they become more rare, right? Like that
exactly.
drives it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, like what was the first one you said? The
Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man, those are bringing a lot more than silver, a lot more than silver
yeah.
right now, so.
Which, how is that looking, speaking of silver and gold?
Silver's up today. It's up.
It was close to $26 when we left the store, so. Let's see.
I was on.
$25.80 is where it's at, $25.75. So close. It's up 46 cents today.
Yeah.
From yesterday. So
and
that is crazy.
And gold's up $25. Jeez.
Wow. All right. Since yesterday?
Since yesterday.
Wow. And I know we've talked before about like what influences these things, what drives these things, and they change throughout the day. Like,
yeah.
It's just kind of incredible. So, Stephanie, as you were like coming into the coin world and the precious metals and everything, mm-hmm. What helped you learn about like when you look at that and you're like, oh, okay, $25.75. Like, what helped you understand what that means?
Talking to people.
Calling me up a lot.
Dad on speed dial.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, because when I came into this, I hit it right when gold and silver started hitting that first spike back in like 2010. And I would just call him and be like, I can't do it. I'm so sad.
He's writing out big checks, you know. I still worry about it. You know, I mean, gold was, God, I don't remember what gold was back then.
It's 1800.
Yeah, it was
maybe.
Not as high as, yeah, it was almost 1800. Silver was almost $50.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it was coming and going really, really quick, and sometimes you have to do a little creative financing to keep this stuff going. I saw I had a guy come the other day, and I bought $150,000 worth of stuff from him, and I gave him a couple of checks because he wanted to do check by deposit by phone, you know, and they limit you on how much you can do per day.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
I gave him three checks, you know, and he's already run all three, and all three have gone through.
Hey, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, right.
but with him doing it the way he did it, it gave me time to move some money around and get that much money in the account. I mean, it wasn't hard. I had it in 20 minutes, but that's not neither here nor there.
Just, right.
You know, when you write down $150,000, well, give me a couple hours here.
Yeah, things I've never done, write $150,000 in checks before.
Yeah.
First check I ever wrote, and this was years ago when silver and gold were cheap, gold was just $300 an ounce and platinum was pretty cheap, and I bought this huge collection, and I wrote the person a check for almost $46,000, and that was the hardest check I'd ever written in my life because it was the first time I'd ever done it.
Oh my goodness.
Now, piece of cake.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm sure, and that's something we've talked about before, is that, like, you know, it comes, it goes. You're not in the business of warehousing.
No,
stuff.
Not at all.
Like, you want it moving.
Yes, always.
So that's a good thing.
And we have a good clientele. You know, people come in, we have a lot of repeat customers, you know, and
the best.
So, you know, and that's, you know, we have, you know, I call them, they're great people, you know. I love when they come in. We sit there and, like I said, it's like Floyd's barbershop sometimes. We'll
yes.
sit there and talk more than we do anything else, or they'll just stop by to visit and just visit the dogs.
Make me awesome masks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is a super awesome Baby Yoda mask.
Yes.
Too close to me you are.
Too close you are,
yeah. Too close you are. Love that. And so that came from one of your
customers yes.
at Emerald Coast Coins. I love that.
Me too.
Was it as someone who is just like passion project is sewing?
His sister made it for me. So, and every time he came in, he had his Baby Yoda mask on. I was like, I love it so much. So he finally brought me some, and I was like, yay.
Merry Christmas to
yes.
Stephanie. I love that. That's so cool. Where you, like you said, like it's more about the relationship. And if you happen to have some business to do,
yep.
we'll do that too. That's part of it. And so what about, it just made me think, Steve, about your friend in Lake Charles. I know we had talked about him like before the hurricane. How's he doing over there?
Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. He's running along strong.
Yeah.
That's my go-to guy when I need money.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know, like, I hope he didn't get compromised and that is holding up your
supply
chain.
Oh, no. He moved. His brother has a place up in Shreveport, so he went up and home-based out of his brother's shop in Shreveport, and, you know, he never missed a lick. And then once they got power back to his house, he went back down to Lake Charles. And, you know, they just kept on running, you know, and at full speed. They never lost anything at all. It was good.
Yep. Well, that is good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, then what, a few weeks later, they had another one come through just a little bit
oh, seriously.
East of there.
It was so hard to keep up this year. I don't know that many Greek alphabet letters.
I know, right?
I didn't know there was that many.
I can't read this.
Like, no, this is not okay.
Yeah, thankfully Mark kept us informed.
Thank goodness.
That's right. Well, and so as, you know, as some of this stuff starts changing as far as the coin shows, what do you guys see as coming next? Like 2021, is it looking good? I mean, here locally, it sounds like everything is running pretty smoothly, like on the, you know, larger scale of the coin community. Any predictions?
I'm hoping.
It should keep continuing as strong as it has been. if anything, it's going to get better. You know, I mean, because things are going to finally start slowing down because of the vaccine coming out, and we have more freedom to go about and do things. And so that's going to help a lot.
I believe so, too.
And so I have to ask, because we survived a lot this year, including our presidential election. And I know that going forward, that just, you know, people are asking about, okay, what's the tax plan? What's this mean? You know, just like financially. Do y'all see any influence or ripple effects in the coin business, like when it comes to politics? Is that something that touches your world?
A little bit, I
probably
say sometimes.
You know, possibility. I mean, you know, everybody's saying that, you know, if Biden won, the stock market was going to go crashing, you know, and da-da-da, and none of that has come to be yet, you know. And the same thing with the metals, you know. I expected some change in metals, but, I mean, it's gone up. So
nothing that would cause...
No, you know, the biggest thing, like I said, what affects the metals most, I guess, is the strength of the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
And when it gets weaker, the metals go up, and it's been pretty stable right now. It's not moving
drastically at all.
Yeah,
it's not moving drastically at all.
Not like it did in 2010.
No.
Right.
Every time I think I know what causes the metals to go up and down, something changes, and then I just have no idea.
It seems like so many variables. Yes. So hard to pinpoint.
You know, gold's at an all-time high right now. I mean, in 2010, it only got up to 1799, 1800. And here we're pushing, you know, 1900 right now. We've been over 1900. And I'm sure there's a lot of worldly influences on that, too. But, you know, like I said, silver's lagging. You know, when back in, again, 2010, silver was $49 an ounce, and it's only 25 right now, 26. So it's really way out of whack. And many, many eons ago in the 1850s, Congress sent a ratio of 16 to 1. 16 ounces of silver equals 1 ounce of gold. I don't know what our ratio is today, but it's like 75, 80 to 1,
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's changed.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, just a wee bit.
That's and it's pretty incredible. What you said a second ago about the strength of the U.S. dollar made me think of a conversation I was having yesterday about my fiance's little brother is a freshman this year, and he's getting into like day trading, and he's really interested in stocks and that sort of thing. And we were talking about people who trade in different currencies and like play on the exchange rate. Have you guys ever encountered people like that or in that type of field?
We had a guy that was doing that. They were coming into our store, and he sells some of silver so he could do the currency trading. He said he got out of that so quick because he lost money so quickly.
Oh, no. Did he say why?
It was just too erratic for him to keep up with, and it's hard to, you know, it's one of those things, you know, 1 minute you make a lot of money, and 30 seconds later it's all gone.
And that was what I was kind of imagining. It's like it's hard enough with like the precious metals changing, mm-hmm. but now you're like keeping track of multiple countries and currencies. All
my brain does not. No, my brain would not be able to do that.
Kitco has the rate of exchange on there for money, you know. So I mean, you know, a lot of people. That's how we track it sometimes, and we go look at it. And but you know, it's hard, you know, because usually we. Canadian stuff is the closest thing we track because of the exchange rate between us and Canada on some things, but other than that, you know, or the euro even too is affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we, you know, we don't do any exchanging or anything like that here. We don't even have a place. The only place you can exchange currency, foreign currency, here is at any bank. You know, everybody calls up, well, you know, we got an international airport, but where's the currency exchange? Well, our international airport flies to Atlanta and Dallas, and that's about it.
That's a great point. We've got that international space, but so you could go to a bank, and they maybe would charge a small fee, like if you're not a customer there or something.
A minimum, I think, of $45 to exchange. You got to have a certain amount to exchange. You can't just go in with, you know, $25, $35 and exchange it.
And you can only do the paper currency. You cannot exchange coins.
Nobody in a country exchanges coins.
Interesting. Okay, so these are good things when travel opens back up.
Yes.
And
yes.
We have, you know, people from abroad coming to visit again.
Yeah, before you come back from overseas, get rid of all your coins, because the reason they don't do coinage is it's too bulky and too expensive to ship a bag of coins versus paper money.
Yep.
Okay, I can see that. So just the sheer weight and having to pay to ship it, the postage.
It's not cost effective.
Interesting. So interesting.
I know.
This whole construct of money that yes, we've put around ourselves and our societies. Okay, so that's good to know. All right, well, then I will let Zach's little brother know that stick with your day trading of stocks.
Yes.
Like, probably currency exchange is not the way to go.
You have to really be smart and on your game to stay up with it. I mean, you got to stay on top of it throughout the day. You can't just do it day to day. It's got to be continuous.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I'm not going to lie. For me. Like, I hope someone out there loves it.
Yeah.
Not what I want to do.
I'll never attempt
no.
it.
Okay, so we have a quick question coming in. This listener would like to know, the people that sell gold eagle coins in the newspaper, are they real coins? Are they real currency?
They are U.S. currency because it says $50, you know, anywhere from $5 to $50 in the back of the coin. Be very careful of the stuff you see out of the newspaper because that's kind of a, you know, bait and hook thing. You know, they hook you in and then they try to upsell you in some stuff for three times what it's worth.
Mm.
I had a customer come in here, and I've done business for quite a while now, and he bought some $20 gold pieces from somebody, and I'm not sure how he got in touch with them. And he paid a lot of money for them, and he only bought two, and he had 30 days to send them back, so he sent them back, and he bought five for me for the same price he paid for the two.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like you just got to be
very
wary.
Careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they charge them, you know, like $2,900 a coin, and I was selling them to them for, you know, almost $1,000 less.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so yes, technically they are U.S. currency,
but just beware.
Beware,
but
yeah.
Calling and buying one through that method.
Yeah, you know, cause, you know, it's a thing to get you to, you know, get you to call up and get, you know, and I see it all the time, you know, we're selling 10,000 gold eagles for spot, you know. Well, nobody can technically do that because they can't buy them for spot, you know, and a spot is what gold's trading at the time. You know, they have a premium, and the smaller they are, the higher the premium. The premiums start out probably close to 10 or 12% minimum on a 10th ouncer. So they sell, well, we'll limit five per family, you know. But then they're going to hit you with, you know, like a $75 shipping fee and, you know, little things like that where it adds up, and they make up their money.
Womp womp. Okay.
Yeah.
We always tell people information is free. That's what we're here for. You come in and see us or call and talk to us. We're here to educate on top of run a business.
You know, and I love that. Okay, and 1811 Creighton Road.
Yes.
Because I know the address. But I have not yet memorized the phone number. Stephanie, will you tell it to us?
It is 850-473-1515.
Oh, 1515. Okay, got it. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I have the address down randomly, but not the phone number yet. Okay, 473-1515. And, of course, I know y'all are open. You love when people stop by to come see the dogs, ask their questions.
Yes.
And what do you have happening as far as holiday hours?
We'll close early on Christmas Eve, usually.
Yeah, we'll be closed Christmas Day for
sure. Yeah, and then we're closed New Year's Day.
Yeah, I haven't made up my mind about the day after Christmas yet or not. That's a Saturday.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, yes, because you work that day.
It's Carl's birthday.
Well, Carl can work for you then.
Carl's a day after Christmas?
Yeah, my poor husband, day after Christmas.
Oh, bless his heart. I have some Christmas Eve babies in my family. I felt bad for them, but like the day after, and everyone's like, nope, we're done.
Yeah, that's it.
put the lights away. No more. Okay, so maybe avoid Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Don't plan to come for those.
For sure.
But in between there, or give a call.
I will post it on the Facebook page if we were to close Saturday, but our hours will be on our Facebook page for sure. So you can look up Emerald Coast Coins. You'll see the cute little picture of Sophie, and I will post on there.
Love it. And so what are y'all doing for Christmas?
Hanging out at Mom and Dad's house. Yeah. Eating ham.
Yep.
The good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keeping it low key.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the year for that, isn't it?
For sure.
So it's Thanksgiving. Everybody came over and took plates home and left.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We hate to eat and run, but we're not
basically
even stay to eat.
My husband and son work for the post office, so we were like, yeah, we'll just eat at home. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, how interesting. Both of them do.
Yeah.
Y'all are in such fascinating fields where, you know, things are not your typical, like, oh yeah, I work at Walmart or something like that. Very different. I love it. Well, I'm so, so grateful for your time this morning. Will you one more time, Stephanie, let people know about the website and the Facebook page?
So we do have a website. It's emeraldcoastcoins.com. Our Facebook page, you can just search Emerald Coast Coins. You'll see the little picture of Sophie. You can message me on there for anything. I will answer when I'm not busy at work.
Gotcha. Okay, last thing. What about for the pups? Why are y'all doing Christmas for the dogs?
Oh, they always get something special.
Yeah,
they get treats and toys.
Their stockings hung up on the mantle in the by the fireplace.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I hope you have a picture of that on the Facebook page.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll make sure to post a picture.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for joining me this morning here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Emerald Coast Coins. I'm coming to see you on Tuesday. Let me ask you this real quick before we go.
Yeah.
If I have silver, but it's not in a coin form, is that something that y'all do, like a like old antique silverware or platters, things like that? That's something I can bring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I'd love to get a valuation on this. I call it my pirate chest.
There you go.
Full of cutlery that I'm afraid to use. I have no idea how much it costs.
All the time we buy that stuff.
That's it. Okay. Good. I've got a couple people have asked that as well. So
awesome.
Well, so nice to have you on, Stephanie, for our first official show together. And love the Baby Yoda mask. And I will see y'all on Tuesday.
Awesome.